Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gorman Thomas of the Milwaukee Brewers now joining us. Gorman, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, man, I thought you were talking about somebody else throwing batting practice. I haven't thrown batting practice probably in 40 years.
Are you kidding me? You still look in shape, man. Every time I get a chance to see you, you still like you go out and, play, and throw a little batting practice, play a little bit.
Oh, when Andy asked me if I'd get on the radio, I said, who am I going to be with? He said, Bill Michaels. You remember him. I said, the big unit, right? He says, yeah, I think so, but I'm not sure. So, yeah, we're going to be heading up there in a little bit. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I actually played in that league in 70 and 71. 70, I was in Clinton, Iowa, and 71, I was in Danville. And going up to Wisconsin Rapids was really neat, going through the big forest, you know, going up there in the back of a bus. But, yeah, it brought back a lot of memories.
Hey, I got to ask you first and foremost, how you feeling, man? I was in Rice Lake at the golf tournament, and they had made the announcement that you were supposed to be there and you couldn't make it. And then Kenny told me that you had a little bit of a heart issue. You doing okay?
Well, yeah, I think I'm okay. Yeah, I'm all right. I don't know about my pump. My pump seems to be doing good. I didn't know I had a problem. But, just getting a little older. Arthritis is your friend. But other than that, yeah, I'm pretty good.
That's good. That's good to hear that you're doing good. Hey, I do want to ask you, I mean, I know when you traveled around doing these, the Northwoods League and kind of toiling away in the minors. I mean, you know, you have great stories when you get to the majors because it's completely different. But some of the best stories you guys have told when you guys are toiling away in the minors, you guys had some good ones, didn't you?
Well, I'll tell you one right now. When somebody mentions Wisconsin Rapids, Billy Travers and I, we were roommates that year, 71, playing out of Danville. And we were staying right there in town at the Mead Inn.
Yep.
And I got a phone call at like 6 a.m. And I told Billy, I said, answer the phone. That's somebody calling you. They're certainly not calling me. So he picks it up. It's somebody from Danville. They get me on the phone, and they said, yeah, just let you know overnight, because we left our automobiles in the parking lot at the ballpark. They put my Z28 Camaro up on blocks, and they stole my tires with my rims intact. I said, oh, for God's sakes. So I'll never forget Wisconsin Rapids, the Mead Inn, and my Z28.
By the way, the Mead Inn is still here, just an FYI.
I know. We wanted to stay there just out of notoriety.
I stayed there last night. That's where I stayed.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, we're talking, what, 29, 30? That's 45 years ago when I was in that hotel.
Still good, cool. Too. Still big pool, but walking distance to the whiskey rapids and walking distance to the ballpark. So, yeah, it's still there. It's alive and kicking. They got a big the street project right there, so it took me a while to actually get into the parking lot. But, yeah, the Mead Inn is still here. Hey, I got to ask you, Gorman. We're talking with Gorman Thomas, former Milwaukee Brewer. Give me your assessment of this team right now, the Brewers, because a lot of questions as to whether or not they're going to be able to kind of make a move here or there to get a couple of pieces in place to make this run.
Well, they've made a lot of moves up and down, you know, over the last 2 years. You know, I guess the things are changed to the, you can option a guy out one day and bring him back the next, you know, or you bring a guy in, you know, he doesn't pitch, he gets sent out, and then on his way down, they turn around, come back, we need you tomorrow. You know, they can do all these new things, I think. I mean, some things in baseball are kind of strange now. You know, you can't touch it. A second baseman breaking up a double play. You can't touch run into the catcher. Unfortunately, LeCroy got caught, you know, pretty well clocked the other night. He's got, what, a concussion, broken nose and stuff like that. You know, if I was a catcher, hell, I'd leave the damn helmet on. You know, then you're just jousting, you know, like the old knights of old.
Right.
But you know what? It's easy for people like you and myself to stand off and say, well, we need to do this and we need to do that. Well, yeah, just recent history, you know, they put a new shortstop out there. They put a new second baseman out there. You know, you got a couple of pitchers. Hell, they brought the one kid up, you know, from where was he from? Honduras. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know if he got sent back out because it was just before the All-Star break. But, you know, you're going to do what you got to do to get what you need to get to further your, you know, your charge to you know, qualify for the playoffs.
When you look at the postseason, Gorman, I mean, L.A.'s kind of run away with the West, and they are by far the best team in all of baseball. Are all bets off no matter what you did in the regular season? Does that change when you get to the postseason?
Well, yeah, and, you know, it's an old cliche. You know, you can't buy experience. You can rent one, but if you haven't played, you know, in the playoffs before, it's a new ball. I mean, it's a new ball game. Now, you got to have your guys who've been there before because when you try to do too much, you're out of your niche and you're not going to be successful. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I'm thinking Atlanta's a better baseball team than L.A. I really do. So I'd like Atlanta there. We're going to have a cat – I mean, not a cat – we're going to have a cat fight here in the Central. Everybody's a contender there. So that's going to be a unique last half of the season. You know, it's all predicated on the pitching. You know, the pitching has to get you at least six good solid innings from the starters, which they do. Then you got to add your middleman, and then you get into the bullpen with us. You know, you got JJ and you got the Mad Dog. So unfortunately, here in Miller Park, you have to pretty much outscore people. But then again, you get a gem thrown, you know, 1-0, 2-1. You know, those are the kind of games I like. You know, blowouts are a blowout. You know, right. One side or the other. You know, they're not any fun. You know, and then you get tempers. You know, seem to grow a little bit. But I mean, I like the close games, especially when you win them. You know,
right.
Where you got to go 16, 17 innings, and then you lose. Oh, that's a heartbreaker right there. But
hey,
right
Gorman,
there.
Let me ask you this.
They got good defense as well.
Let me ask you this. With the commissioner talking about, you know, aerodynamics of the baseball and everything, how many home runs do you think you would have hit in today's day and age?
I am not going to touch that. I cannot because no one would believe it. No one would believe it. I would say as a whole, the guys in my, let's say from 75 to 85, the guys in that time frame, I think you could have added, I don't know, 10 to everybody because the ballparks are, you know, relatively smaller. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like Tiger Stadium, that's 440 dead center, you know. Then you had, what, 463, I think it was, a dead center in Yankee Stadium. I mean, County Stadium was not a peach, you know. It was 402 dead center, 392 in the gaps. But, you know, we were outside. So, but you could say that about anything and everybody, you know. But when you see little guys hitting home runs one-handed, upper deck, you got to look at it again. I mean, oh, for God's sakes. And hitting that train down there in Houston, nah, or maybe the damn riverboat in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. You know, yep. Things are different. And they say Pittsburgh's a beautiful stadium, you know, to play in. But, you know, anybody that says a lot, you know, they're just talking. So I won't throw a number out, you know, 75. You know, oh, who said that? I didn't say that. But, I never liked playing inside. But anyway, I didn't like dome stadiums.
Yeah.
You know, the only one I remember playing off the top of my head was up in Seattle. But, and then we had an exhibition game up in Vancouver, and you couldn't see the ball in that ballpark. It was so dark inside. But, yeah. You know, it is what it is. You know, you want the fans to come out. The fans want to see a good game one way or the other, and they like to enjoy themselves. And you've got to look at Miller Park. I mean, it's got anything and everything you would ever want. So, yeah it is what it is. You know, times are changing, but we'll see what happens. If the ball is juiced, the players will know. I mean, I tell you what,
Gorman, here in Wisconsin Rapids, you could probably poke a few at 375 straightaway center field.
Oh, hell, 1971, I led that league with 31 home runs, and the guy who was second, he played for Wisconsin Rapids, and his name was Bob Grzowski, I think it was. I think he ended up with 30 or maybe 29. But one thing I remember about that ballpark, the sun went down in right center field. Mm-hmm. And if you had a left-handed pitcher throwing, it was actually hard to, you know, pick the ball up. But, you know, right-hander, you know, it was an inconvenience a little bit, but I remember the sun going down out there like that.
Yep, no doubt. Gorman, good to talk to you. I'm looking forward to seeing you up here tonight. Get the shoulder ready, and hopefully we don't embarrass ourselves.
Oh, God, you know what? When I get out of my truck and I see the buzzards circling upstairs, they're looking for my shoulder.
Okay. All right, buddy, enjoy yourself. I'll talk to you soon, pal, okay?
Sounds good. Be safe. See you soon. Bye, Billy.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Gorman Thomas joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.